The foundation has verified 111 victims so far, including a handful across southeastern North Carolina. Director Charmaine Fuller Cooper says that the state operated the most aggressive eugenics program in the country, with most sterilizations occurring after World War II and the Holocaust. Back in January, the governor's Eugenics Compensation Task Force recommended paying sums of $50,000 only to living victims. The task force also suggested increased mental health services for victims and the creation of a traveling eugenics exhibit. Lawmakers could vote on the recommended compensation for victims during the short legislative session in May. Michelle Bliss, WHQR News.